This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Defense Research and Development Organization successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Integrated Air Defense Weapon System off the coast of Odisha yesterday. IADWS is a multi-layered air defense system comprising all indigenous quick reaction surface-to-air missile, advanced very short-range air defense system missiles, and high-power laser-based directed energy weapon. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, the India Armed Forces, and the industry for successful development of integrated air defense weapon system. He stated that the unique flight tests have established the multi-layered air defense capability of the country and are going to strengthen area defense for important facilities against enemy aerial threats. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first-ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of self-reliant India. The Defense Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaatri's group captain Suvanshu Shukla, Prasant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitalbhai Patel as India's first speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. On the occasion, the Home Minister released a commemorative stamp honoring Vitalbhai Patel. Mr. Shah also inaugurated a special exhibition showcasing rare archival records, photographs and documents on India's first elected speaker and the evolution of India's parliamentary institutions. Union Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that 1 crore 41 lakh beneficiaries from Punjab will continue to get free food grains. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said the centre had not removed even a single beneficiary in the state under the National Food Security Act 2013. The minister was reacting to the allegations made by Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwan Mann yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat tomorrow. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. On the second day of his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag of battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Prakash Purab of Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said timeless teachings of the Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji continue to illuminate lives across the world, reminding us of the values of compassion, humility and service. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Liga Mamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The visiting delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lala Balabu and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in statement that this Prime Minister Rabuka's first visit to India in his present capacity. The Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Drupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. The India Met Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Jammu and Kashmir. It has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan. In archery, India's Chikita Thanipati won country's first ever individual gold medal in a compound under 21 women's category at the World Youth Championships in Canada. In tennis, the 145th edition of the U.S. Open will kick off in New York tonight. In the men's singles, world number one and the defending champion Yannick Sinner of Italy will lead the charge. Indian batter Chetesha Pujara announced his retirement from all forms of Indian cricket today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.